Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Smack Talk Podcast, a podcast where we're going to talk about sports and anything else we feel like talking about. I'm Rocky Persinger, as always, joined by Matt Sayre and Brent Pickens. What's going on this morning, guys?
What's going on, Rock?
Going good.
Well, I have to apologize to viewers today. Me and Brent are a little tired. We went to Columbus last night, watched the Blue Jackets play, got home around 12:30. So we're a little tired, but here we are. It's Sunday morning. We're doing our podcast. As our four listeners, we gotta keep going. So we're gonna get right into it here. First thing on the agenda: college basketball. Last time we left off, I believe we talked about the Sweet 16, and so just running through the Sweet 16 games, we had Kansas State over Kentucky, Loyola Chicago over Nevada, Florida State over Gonzaga, which killed my bracket because I had Gonzaga in my Final Four. Michigan over Texas A&M. Villanova over West Virginia, which sparked some controversy on our Facebook page.
What do you go after Cards for? Why do you do that?
I didn't go after nobody.
You went after him.
I just simply said...
You're bitter? You went after the man.
You can't be bitter if you win. I simply said...
You are.
To be proud that you made it to the Sweet 16. That's all I'm
saying. In a bitter way.
You know, a lot of West Virginia fans were kind of, you know, complaining about the refs in that game.
Oh, I've read three articles already. These are people who actually write articles who wrote about how the game was basically rigged.
Well, so, you know, I don't know. I'm not one to blame the refs. I will say that, you know, there was kind of a disparity, I guess, between the first half and the second half on the way stuff was called. That's all I'll say. Because, you know, they were being just as aggressive in the first half, West Virginia was. And that, you know, they weren't getting as many of these little fouls called. So,
which, I mean, not just that game. I mean, even NBA, you know, any of the high profile games, I don't understand how on one half, you know, and the NBA's real bad about it. They'll pretty much let them play, and then in the, you know, toward, you know, the fourth quarter or the second half, whatever. It's like they're looking for stuff more, and you know I understand the playing aggressive and stuff, but I don't know why you wouldn't call it the same way. If you're calling it loosely in the first half, you should call it that way all the way through the game.
Well, you're saying if that's the way that they do it though, then but, that's the way they do it. Then this isn't some big weird thing that happened.
Well, you know, West Virginia has a reputation. They play this press defense. Sometimes referees do like, okay, these guys are coming here. They're not going to play this press defense on my watch, you know. And then they get kind of they get butthurt about it, and then they just start blowing the whistle every 3 seconds.
Even with the fouls, because a lot of those weren't even shooting fouls. Even with those, like Villanova's, just last few minutes, they just hit all their shots. They were knocking down threes. They broke the press a few times. I mean, it really was a game of a couple shots. And it could have went the other way.
Well, but that's kind of West Virginia's weakness, right? So, you know, if you got somebody that can drive and then kick to the backside and, you know, they can shoot threes, that's West Virginia's.
That Brunson guy took over kind of in the second half. He started coming back and getting the ball and taking it up and slowing down the offense. So, I don't think that the fouls are the reason that they lost.
No, I don't. Villanova's just a really bad matchup for WVU with the way they play. You know, any three-point shooting team is just a bad matchup. That's how, you know, in the Big 12 championship game, that's how Kansas beat them. They were just shooting lights out from the three.
Your boy, though, he did block the bejesus out of that guy. Did you see that? That was insane.
But, yeah, you know, Javon Carter, kind of be sad to see him go. You know, but
yeah, after watching him play, I can definitely see him being drafted. Like, he's good.
I think he'll be drafted. I don't know how well he'll do in the NBA.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I do know that he'll work hard. Cause,
yeah, he plays defense.
Well, we talked about that before. He'll get drafted, but then, you know, he's just going to get lost in the D League. Because unless they, you know, that who, you know, he gets drafted in the right position.
Maybe not, though. I mean, I don't know. He's a hard worker. That's why Huggins recruited him in the first place, because I was telling Brent last night, I watched a video with Huggins, and he was talking about recruiting Javon Carter. And he was watching some high school game, and Javon Carter was the only person on the team pressing the whole game, playing press defense. And Huggins called his assistant. He's like, "Hey, we got to assign this guy." And they said, "Why? Like, what else can he do well?" And Huggins was like, "I don't know what else he can do well, but he plays defense, so we got to assign him." So, and then he comes to West Virginia. Huggins says he's in the gym an hour and a half before every practice. You know, he doesn't just show up he's got a Kobe work ethic. He really does. So maybe that'll bode well for the NBA. I'll be rooting for him.
I'll root for him. I liked watching him play. I mean, he's a good defender for sure.
Yeah, you know, they got Konate at center, who's the big shot blocker.
Yeah, there he was.
You know, he's a new basketball player. He didn't start playing basketball till like late in high school. When he was like 15 and 16, he was really tiny, and then he hit a big growth spurt. But he's a new basketball player, and he gets really – Huggins has to take him out of the game, and he gets emotional.
Yeah, they have seen him calm him down on the
– Yeah, like you shouldn't have to – like calm the fuck down, Konate. You can never tell what he's going to do or what he's going to say.
Yeah, him and that – Paschal guy. I thought they were going to get into it a few times.
Yeah. So, you know. But, yeah, you know, West Virginia, we'll see moving forward. They usually have a pretty good basketball team. And
yeah.
They compete in the Big 12. You know, they make it to championship games and really won one yet.
The Big 12 is tough.
Big 12 is probably the toughest league.
That's what I was thinking, because, like, Texas Tech made it to the Elite Eight, and Kansas.
Yeah, so.
There, and
that's a little segue there. Texas Tech over Purdue.
Yep. Which I believe I called that one.
I don't recall that.
Okay. Okay.
Pickens doesn't recall picking Purdue to win the whole thing. But, you know, I don't know. I was on the Purdue bandwagon. Who's that kid they brought in for Haas?
Harms.
Yeah. They look just alike.
They're the same person.
It's him. They had hair adjustments.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was a stat. They had a stat of how many points he had. At one point in the game, he had 2 points, and then it said hair adjustments 3 on the ticker on the bottom. But the hair was everywhere.
I saw the Purdue kids, the engineering team, made a cast for Haas to wear, but I guess it still didn't go through.
I think it would clear
him to play.
No. I would have liked to see Haas play, because I haven't, like I said, I didn't watch regular season at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess, you know, he's really good in the paint. And that Harms they put in, it's not that, you know, he plays really good defense and rebounds, but his offensive game, his offensive set was, isn't very, you know, strong.
That's where Texas Tech gets you, man. Their defense is, like, tenacious. Yeah. I've watched actually all of their games so far. Man, they play really good defense.
I mean, obviously, I just watched when they played WVU, but they always, you know, played them tough. So, and then we had Kansas over Clemson. Kansas, one of the only teams I still have alive in the whole thing.
Them in Michigan.
I have Duke, Kansas, Texas Tech, Villanova, and Michigan left.
Well, I mean, we don't need to rub it in there.
All right.
And then Duke beat Syracuse by 4 points, which we were really rooting for Syracuse.
Yeah, they came back, which gives me hope, because I got Kansas beating Duke today. So maybe it's a little sign of weakness from Duke there.
Oh, you know, Syracuse, they had nothing to lose. There was a play-in game. Sure, they've been playing, you know, elimination basketball for weeks now. They really had nothing to lose. So the Elite Eight games, we've had two of the Elite Eight games played yesterday, and then there'll be two more played today. So yesterday, Loyola Chicago comes over Kansas State.
Yeah, they beat them pretty good, too.
Yeah, which is just nuts. I mean, I was looking at the Loyola stat line. They have 5 players averaging over 10 points.
Yeah.
Which is pretty legit. They've got Custer is averaging 13.4 per game. Ingram's averaging 11.6. Towns, 11.2. Jackson, 10.9. And Krutwig is averaging 10.5.
Crutley.
Crutley.
We also have
sounds like
the best,
a hockey name.
The best record in the tournament, like a win percentage of all time now.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, which
they're 13-4. I guess 55 years ago they made it to the Final Four.
Yeah, in 63.
Yeah.
Which they're 13-4, so they have a better win percentage than Duke now,
North Carolina,
who has like 170 wins. So.
Well, yeah, it's kind
of so.
But still, that's pretty impressive.
Small school. I mean, it's cool they've been to the Final Four before, actually, even if it's that long ago.
Yeah.
To be a little school like that, which I've actually never heard of until this year.
Well, so 11 seeds getting to the Final Four isn't unheard of. I think it happened in 2011, in 2006. Yeah. It's happened a few times, but I don't. Loyola Chicago might be the smallest of those schools.
I would guess. I don't know who it was in 2011.
It was George Mason.
George Mason.
And then VCU,
oh yeah, I remember that. George
and then
Mason,
the
yeah.
60 or maybe it was 80 some LSU team.
Damn, yeah, I remember that George Mason team now.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah, George. Yeah. Yeah, they were good that year. And then we had Michigan over Florida State. Only won by 4. Florida State played them tough.
They did play them tough. I was shocked by that. So, but now I like Michigan's odds to get to the championship.
Yeah, I mean, we keep on saying, though, like, oh, Loyola's done this time.
Well, I picked them to beat Nevada, and I did, like, the redo bracket or whatever. And then I was like, the next round, I was like, nah, they'll get beaten the next round. But I had Kentucky beating them, so that didn't end up happening.
Well, yeah. So, you know, and, well, Kentucky, you know, Kentucky got rolled by Kansas State. Which I thought Kentucky, they came in as a 5 seed. People were saying they were a little low on the seeds. I think just because it's Kentucky, they weren't the same Kentucky team that they normally are.
Well, I thought it was kind of bullshit after the game. Like, they, Calipari and all, they didn't shake any of their hands. And then, like, after the game, he said something about it. He was like, oh, well, they were too busy celebrating and walked off. I'm like, no, y'all just got pissed.
He was
because you know, they beat you. And you weren't, you know, they weren't even man enough.
I like Calipari though.
I like him too, but he was complaining about their seeding anyway, and how they had the hardest road to the Final Four, and then everybody lost ahead of them, and they had an easy road, and then they lose anyway, and then he complains. Like, you can't complain about everything. You gotta win.
I don't know.
Just play the game.
I don't know. I
thought that was kind of shitty. I mean,
yeah. Well, you know, I just from the interactions between him and Huggins are always hilarious. So that's why, you know, Huggins also the Nevada head coach.
He's insane.
The interview when they got to the Sweet 16, he was like jumping up and down, screaming Sweet 16, and then like after the game, they go into the locker room, they're filming it. And he gets out like 5 F-bombs before NBC or CBS realizes what the hell is going on. He's like, that was a great fucking game. And the announcers were just like, okay, we'll cut over here now.
Will the brothers be back next year? Or are they seniors?
The Martins?
Yeah, the Martin brothers.
I don't know, actually. Let me maybe look that up real quick. But it sets up. So those games, it sets up a Loyola Chicago and Michigan game next week. So that should be pretty.
Wait, when are those games? Yep, they're juniors, so they could come back.
There we go. That's on March 31st. Are those games
Saturday?
And on the ESPN bracket thing right now, it says 12 a.m. But I believe they meant.
Oh, yeah. I see it now. Yeah.
I believe they meant 12 p.m. So 12 p.m. on the
31st. And then the other games played, what, on Monday? Saturday and then Monday? That's the way that works.
The championship game?
April 2nd.
Yeah, April 2nd. Okay, yeah. March 31st, we'll be looking for those games. But we still got some games today at 2:20 p.m. We got Villanova, Texas Tech. It's a big matchup for Matt and his bracket.
Yeah, I rode Texas Tech hard to the Elite Eight, but I got Villanova winning the whole thing. So I'm going to need Texas Tech to settle down and take a loss today.
Yeah, you know, so I want to look at I want to look at Villanova's stats real quick, because they have six players averaging over 10 a game. They shoot lights out. Brunson's averaging 19.4. So, I mean, the kid's a star. Bridges, 18 points.
See, and that's the thing. They don't talk about fouls. Bridges was in foul trouble that entire West Virginia game. He had to sit out like half the first half.
Well, I mean, Kreitz. So, you know, Kreitz, you know, I mean, the man's a loyal supporter of the show. And then you just start shitting on him on Facebook. I mean, I don't know why you don't do
that. That wasn't directed at him, though. He just took it that way.
You need to, and he, me and Rocky were talking about this the other day. You need to create a Twitter account, and it needs to be Twitterless Matt.
Because he keeps.
Right. That's what he tweets every time.
Matt doesn't have a Twitter, so Kreitz keeps tweeting. Jeremy Kreitz, fan of the show, good friend of ours. He keeps tweeting Matt. He's saying at Twitterless Matt, which I just think is hilarious. It's not a real, Twitter name, but I think Matt should, you know, take up the Twitterless Matt mantle on Twitter. So yeah. If you don't make it, I might fucking make it for you.
That's fine.
We so I mean,
if I make it, I'm just gonna bash the crap out of out of everyone on it. That's the plan.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what I like about Twitter is just you can shit talk any celebrity that you want. So. that's how people use it. But, you know, Villanova, Texas Tech, it's going to be a tough game. We'll see today what happens there. And then the matchup that a lot of people had in their bracket is Kansas-Duke because it's the 1-2.
Yep, I got it.
So... You know, Kansas, obviously, you know, they've got a lot of good players. They beat West Virginia in the Big 12 championship game. So they're, you know, they're the Big 12 champions.
We got Duke getting most of the vote. Looked like 63% Duke.
Yeah, which, you know, it's hard to – with Marvin Bagley averaging 21.2 points per game.
He's shooting 61% from the field. It's probably all, like, dunks, but
– And, you know, and for a big guy, his free throw percentage is, like, 62, which is not – you know, for college – for a big guy in college, it's not completely terrible.
He's averaging, 11 rebounds a game.
11 rebounds a game.
21, 11, and – What's his assist?
Six. I don't know. But so he's, you know, he's definitely averaging a double double. But then, you know, Kansas, they've got Devontae Graham, who's a really good player. He's averaging 17. But it's, you know, he's averaging 40% for the field, which, you know, but, you know, and they also have Udoka Azubuike.
Yeah, they have some size down low.
But, you know, it might give Bagley some trouble. I don't know. You know, that Kansas is used to playing in the Big 12, so they got to have a good defense.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. So Kansas State, Texas Tech, and Kansas were all in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
So that's three out of the eight. And I saw an interview with, I believe it was Kansas's coach, saying that the Big 12 was the deepest conference that from top to bottom, even the lowest teams could have made a run in the tournament. So
yeah, I mean, you know, which Kansas State did. They were pretty low in the Big 12.
Yeah, that was before it started, so he called that one.
Kansas State, man, always the bane of my existence. They beat West Virginia in football. They
do it to Texas too, man. It doesn't matter the record. They're always tough.
Yeah.
It's just something about the school. They play with a tough mentality.
So the, you know, Big 12's repping good. Maybe could possibly have two Big 12 teams in the Final Four. So, you know, that would be good for the league. You know, Matt's a Texas fan. I'm a WVU fan. That would be good for the Big 12. We, you know, I root for the Big 12, even though I did in my work bracket, I did pick Villanova to win.
Yeah.
But, you know, which I'd be rooting for Villanova if West Virginia is still in the Big East. So,
yeah, they probably should be. At least. In football, they should be. They would own that league now.
Well, they would, but, I mean, they wouldn't, you know. People do argue the Big 12 thing for WVU. Obviously, they belong there in basketball. You know, obviously, they're in the championship game about every year. They might lose to Kansas every year, but they still get there. You know, but In football, you know, they have some problems with football, and every year the WVU football fans think we're going to win the fucking national championship.
Every year.
Yeah. They get really excited. And they all get all disappointed when we lose and we don't win the Big 12. 2 years ago, we had a 10-win season, which was pretty fucking cool. That's not my expectation every year. I just want to be, you know, up in the top half of the Big 12 would be great for me, you know. But, you know, there's a lot of arguments. People make arguments against West Virginia being in the Big 12. I'm not one of those people because of just the amount of money it brings in. And I was a little against it when they first did it because it's like, oh man, we got our away games. We got to travel to fucking Texas.
That's what I was thinking, especially in basketball. Like, how do you even go to class when because you're playing more games in college basketball. Like, it's like you're just constantly traveling halfway across the country.
I don't think student athletes really go to class.
Yeah, probably not.
Because I had some classes with a few of them and never really saw them in there. I did see Noel Devine the first day. And then he was...
Never saw him again.
I don't know if the teacher just gave him his work, you know, separately or what. But for some reason, I never saw him again. It was just a substitute with a Devine jersey on. I don't know. It was actually me. Because I do still have a Noel Devine jersey. It's got a little 7 on it, you know. And it's like, it's little, which me, I'm big and wide, 300 pounds, and it's got a little tiny 7. And I used to have buddies that would tease me in college when I walk up to a party with my Noel Devine jersey on, like, oh shit, is that Noel Devine? You know, 4'4" black kid, and I'm,
you know. I liked Amos Dareway.
Yeah,
before Devine, maybe, I'm not sure, but I remember he was one of my.
Zareway's way back.
Yeah, I think he's one of the only ones. I mean, within the past however long that's really done. I mean, you know, because he went to the Steelers and he had 4 or 5 years there and he did decent.
Well, he was there. The Bulger was around the same time frame.
You know, I was just talking about running backs. You know,
yeah, running backs.
I know seems like they always have like good running backs, and then they don't do a whole lot in the NFL, except for
was it that Harris guy,
Smallwood, Wendell?
Yeah, Wendell Smallwood. Yeah,
the Eagles. Yeah,
there's a lot of WVU players with the Eagles.
Yeah,
three or four of them got rings last year, so that's pretty cool. They do contribute a lot of the defensive players to the league and stuff. You know, they do have some years they have shitty defenses, but they have good players within the shitty defense. So they have some good linebackers always, you know. WVU football, maybe they might get outplayed in the Big 12 sometimes, but just the money it brings into the university overall is a great move.
It's not like they're bottoms or anything. They always have a winning record.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. Andrew Luck, Oliver Luck. I wasn't a big fan of his when he was the AD, and you know he was a big part of the Big 12 move. So I was a little bitter on it at first there, but anyway, we got on a WVU tangent here. I can probably talk WVU all day. These guys don't even give a shit.
We've talked a lot of WVU actually already.
Yeah, these two don't even give a shit about WVU. But so Pickens is coming around to the WVU fandom.
Tried to get you to make a change the other week with the Lakers. Let's try. You want to try to? You don't really have a college team.
I don't
anyway.
Really have a college team.
So you might as well just slide on in. You're here.
You're already there. You're already liking Facebook posts about West Virginia.
I have a screenshot of it.
I'm gonna plead the fifth right now. I'm just gonna.
Make a pick. I thought about starting fresh with college basketball because, like, I'm a Texas fan, but like. I don't really ever watch Texas basketball too much.
Well, it's hard to watch Texas basketball here.
Yeah, and the school, I don't think even in general cares about Texas basketball. Yeah,
it's all football in Texas.
Football and baseball. So basketball is way down the ladder, but I still root for them. I don't really like anybody else.
Yeah.
Starting over, Villanova is my team right now.
Villanova, whoever wins the national championship, that's my team.
Until they lose today, then Texas Tech's my team. And so on and so on.
All right, well, we got anything else that we want to go over on college basketball there?
No, I think we covered it.
We have a couple games today.
By the time we do this next Sunday, the championship game will be.
Championship game will be set. Yeah.
Well,
actually, next Sunday, I don't know if we're going to be able to have a podcast. It's Easter Sunday, so.
Oh, it is Easter Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Easter Sunday. We might pre-record something, but, you know, my wife's probably going to make me go to church, so.
at least once a year.
At least once a year. And
show
I,
your face.
And I can't just sit around and play MLB The Show every day, so. For the Sunday Morning Smack Talk podcast fans, we're probably going to take next week off next Sunday.
We can do that.
But we'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll talk about that more at the end of the show, though. So the next thing we're going to talk about here is, seemingly out of nowhere, the Alliance of American Football is starting to play next year. Charlie Ebersol, the son of Dick Ebersol, who originally went in, invested in the XFL with Vince McMahon because he's an NBC sports executive. Charlie Ebersol, his son, also directed the 30 for 30 on the XFL, which is a great great documentary. All the 30 for 30s are great. But
yeah, that was one of my favorite ones.
So he's coming back with a new football league next year. It airs right after the Super Bowl in 2019. There's going to be 8 50-man teams with a 10-game schedule, which I don't even know how the fuck you get 10 games out of it.
I don't know, but it's like if you're going to have a playoff, I didn't read if they're going to have a playoff, but I know they're going to have a championship game.
Yeah, they're having a championship.
So you're doing a playoff with how many teams? Eight?
Eight, yeah.
So why don't you just have a playoff?
Yeah, I mean.
Just start the year off with a playoff and
because
have three games.
You're not playing. I mean, if all eight teams are going to be in it, it's pointless to have a regular season.
Yeah, then you're just going to have a semifinal and a final.
It's like, oh, well, you were.
To be fair, though, I think the XFL's starting out with like eight teams, aren't they?
I think so, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it sounds like they're just trying. They're doing the XFL's idea before them.
Well, but it's, you know, the other person who was involved with the XFL doing another league.
He's probably just bitter at Vince for Vince not involving him in it.
Well, like what you're saying, still in the idea, they're getting rid of kickoffs, so no more kickoffs.
Which we suggested in our XFL podcast.
What you're saying, if you want an onside kick, then you can get the ball back. It's 4th and 10 on your own 35, so you get one shot at a 4th down. But I don't know if there's, like, unlimited. Can you, like, every time you score, you just be like, I want the ball back. And then you just get it.
Well, it must just – it'll probably have, like, within the last 2 minutes of the game or something. Yeah, maybe so. But, you know, they're going to have – they promised that they're going to have 2.5-hour games, which Vince has said the XFL is going to try to do 2-hour games. So the XFL is just going to have to one-up them in every little thing.
And that's the thing. They're going to have a year to watch and see how this plays out so they can see their mistakes. So I don't think it's too bad for the XFL.
Well, you know, the XFL, they – I don't know. The XFL, the problem the original time was that they rushed into it and tried to rush all this shit. Well, then here comes Charlie Ebersol rushing into this
just
shit.
Just rushing right into it. But you hear ESPN talk about it, and they're like, oh, this is a great idea for a league. It's the same idea that the XFL just had.
It's the exact same thing as the XFL.
And then they're like, XFL, that was not a good idea.
No, XFL shit, but the Alliance of American Football.
Well, you know why? Because it's not tied to the NFL.
Oh, they tie it? Well, because of the players that are...
Right, yeah. Right. Like, you know, the XFL is something they're going to be competing. To me, I got this as it's...
See,
is it?
See, well, I heard it's like, are they bringing old players back? Because I saw that, like, if you're... It's kind of like the big three with the NBA. The players can play in it.
I think they're... Well, I don't know. I think they're just consulting with ex-NFL players. That's
I
read.
Polamalu and a few others were there.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I think I was trying to. I think Jeremy Shockey's.
Is he a part of it?
I think he's a part of it. I'm trying to remember, but they did say that they're going to try to focus on players out of college who just couldn't make it to the NFL. So I don't know. There's a lot of those.
Oh, so kind of a second shot. Yeah, well, kind of like a D. To me, it kind of sounds like it's going to be the NFL's D league.
Well, but I don't think it is. That's not associated with the NFL.
Is it not?
No, I don't think
just
so.
Just the NFL players, I think.
Oh.
Or some of the former ones are.
Yeah,
are
former involved. Players. Yeah,
oh, okay. Involved, but, well, yeah, I misunderstood then.
I mean, it's going to be on. It's not competing with the NFL, but neither is the XFL, because the XFL is going to be. The XFL will be competing with the Alliance of American
exactly.
Football.
Exactly. And that's why I think it was good for the XFL. It's because that gives them a smaller opponent. They're not going to go up against the NFL. But
well, but see, before, you know, the XFL had, they were going to be on from February to July or some shit.
Yeah.
Well, now this is going to be on from February to July as well, so... You know,
I know they're going to run basically the same time.
It's going to run the same time. So I don't know, man. It could be a bad thing for both of them.
It could be.
Which Charlie should just call Vince and be like, "Hey, man, let's do this shit again."
Yeah. Well, I don't know why he didn't make that call when Vince came.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, I know. If they both got like all these plans in place and they're both going to have eight teams, then they could just put a 16 team league together.
So okay, so that there we go. That's the answer.
Yeah.
It could be like the NFL and the old AFL.
Yeah.
You know, and then they just combine.
Yeah, yeah, they're like conferences, and then you just merge them.
Yeah, so then you have it's like an East and a West, you know, you have an NFL and an AFL, they merge together, you have a AAF and
the XFL AAF.
And then you combine to the AFL, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, did he form that though, knowing that Vince brought that out? I mean, I don't know how the XFL ended. I mean, were they bitter toward each other?
I don't know.
I mean, was that just an answer to Vince? Well, you know, did that on his own. I'm going to do the same thing and you know, try to shut that shit down.
I don't think that there was bitterness. I mean, he did the documentary thing.
So. Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, Vince is a world-renowned asshole.
That's true.
So, yeah. You know, they could have had a falling out. I don't know. But maybe they'll do like you. That would be... That's the whole idea right there. Take your two 8-team leagues, combine them into one league.
Yeah, I mean, let the Alliance play this kind of next year, whatever, and then absorb them.
And then
2020
if you want to have an 8-team playoff, then you got 8 teams are playing in and 8 teams are sitting out. So,
yeah.
You know, and hopefully it would be a mix of the AAF and XFL teams.
And then it would be like WCW and WWE merging together. Like, competing.
Which I don't know. I mean, you know, the NFL is still kind of the WWE.
That's true.
It is kind of funny.
The NFL takes all their good players and then the leagues dissolve. And then,
yeah, you know, that's kind of what will happen. But
probably,
but, you know, I'm still rooting for the XFL. Hopefully this deal could, maybe.
Is it still the Extreme Football League? Is that what it is?
No, I think it's just called the XFL.
Well, it's got to stand for something, right?
I don't think it stands for anything.
Okay. I was thinking that the other day. I was like, it's not even Extreme anymore. It's not.
No, it's just the XFL. But they're just calling it that because they didn't want to rebrand shit. So you know,
dusting off some old footballs, throwing them back on the shelf.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna have the red and black football back.
I don't know. I had one. I love that football.
Yeah, I do too.
But yeah, so you know, we'll see about that. I don't think it's a good thing for the XFL. I don't think it's a good thing for either of them. So they're just kind of, you know, killing each other off now. But we do still think here at the podcast, we do still think we need more football.
Yeah, I'm good with football.
You know,
doesn't,
because we started this podcast, you know, in February.
Yeah,
in a time of shit. Okay, the there's no sports going
on.
Yeah, you know, March Madness has come through and saved us here. But you know, which we weren't even interested in college basketball at the time we started this thing. So. You know, we just kind of got into it as part of doing the show. I'm watching sports a little more closely now, so
I've watched a lot of the tournament games too. They're really exciting. Like, it's the first time I've actually had to like really pay attention to it, and it is exciting. Usually, I just follow it for my bracket and stuff.
Right.
I don't really watch the games too close, but
right.
But yeah.
So, all right, next thing, I guess we're just going to move on to some NFL free agency talks. Since the last time, there's been a few notable signings. Brock Osweiler signed with the Dolphins.
How's he still in the NFL?
I do not know.
So Cutler, is Cutler retired again then?
I don't know. The best quarterback in Bears history.
You mean Packers history, don't you?
Well,
he threw the more Packers than he did to the Bears.
Well, I mean, that's why I like him. But
it's better than Trubisky.
Yeah, well, that's true. But
I'm going to shit on that kid forever.
But, Osweiler, he had the big deal with the Texans. And
he's like, don't even want to talk about him. He's like, yeah.
I mean, there he is. Yeah. What the fuck? This one.
He's got NFL size.
Oh, I mean, that's what
they say about everybody.
Oh, well. Okay, anyway. But, he shit the bed.
He did. Every time. Not very good, though.
He's like Kirk Cousins. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Kirk Cousins.
He shits the bed.
I was telling Brent, though, that Kirk Cousins and Nick Foles is week one. As the Vikings and Eagles play week one, that's gonna be good.
We'll see.
We're
going
to end up having a wager on this show.
Yeah.
But good news for Green Bay, finally. Tremont Williams is coming back.
Yeah.
I think he went to Arizona.
He went to
Arizona. But yeah, he's coming back to Green Bay. When he was a rookie at Green Bay, he was like an all-pro player. He had a lot of interceptions.
He's been around for a while though, isn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, he got too good for the Packers. So then he got traded. He was too good for that defensive backfield. The
defense was improving. Let's go ahead and get rid of that guy.
Yeah, he's too good. Let's get him the fuck out of here.
We need Aaron trying to come back every game. That's when he's at his best.
So now, Tremont, since you're so weathered and you can come back, since you're probably down a couple notches from where you were when we traded you off. So
maybe you can move him over to receiver, huh?
I don't know. Well, so the good thing they signed Tremont Williams because they let Morgan Burnett go to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Which they should have re-signed the man. He's one of their best safeties.
What's going on with them?
I don't know what's going on.
They lost Sam Shields, too, didn't they?
They did lose Sam Shields, yeah, which is just stupid.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a rough year for Green Bay. Hopefully Aaron doesn't get his collarbone broken again.
It's be 40 to 45.
Yeah,
Aaron every time.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe with Ty Montgomery they'll have a run game, but I'm not a believer in him.
I like him, but not as like a main back.
Yeah, he can't. Yeah, I don't think he can handle that workload.
He's definitely a weapon, though.
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys you throw in every once in a while, and he can do it. But as a three down back, four down, yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't know. He's not the right build to play. And for Christ's sakes, get him a different number. Why the fuck is he still 88?
It don't even look right back there.
Maybe that's my whole beef with it.
I didn't think that was even allowed. I thought you had to have fall in a certain category.
Well, I apparently...
Well, he's the only one that don't have to follow that rule, I guess.
Apparently. Then we had Allen Hurns signed with Dallas, receiver from the Jags.
Yeah. Bortles losing some weapons.
Hurns didn't do too much in Jacksonville,
Maybe Bortles didn't know how to throw to him.
No, see, this is the thing. This is my argument. He didn't do much in Jacksonville with the second best quarterback in the league, Blake Bortles. So how is he going to do with Dak, who's terrible? I mean, how is he going to do anything?
I think if we roll by QBR, Dak's going to be a little bit ahead of Blake Bortles.
Well, because he runs a little bit. He's good at handing the ball.
I thought Bortles ran.
Nah, he's a pure passer.
Oh, he's a pure passer.
You didn't watch the playoffs then, did you?
He's a pure passer who just happens to be
able
to run.
A passer that passed for 70 yards in a playoff game.
He ran for 390
it doesn't
in
matter.
One game.
So he's a running back.
No, he's not a running back. He's just a good quarterback.
Sounds like he's a running back.
He's a changer.
Well, what the fuck is Dak then? Because I haven't seen him make a goddamn throw in 3 years.
Well, you have to turn on a Cowboys game first, Rock.
Oh, I've turned him on. All I see is him missing fucking Dez Bryant every three plays.
No, he don't throw to Dez. He don't throw to Dez's
fault.
Dez's fault.
It is.
That sucks.
All he can do is throw a little
shit. We got a new number 88 in town.
I mean, all he can
Herms.
Do... All he can do is throw a little shovel pass to Measly Beasley as
Hey, Beasley's good.
Beasley is good.
Beasley.
Hot sauce, son.
Please, get out of here. Beasley.
I did see where they restructured Jason Witten's contract.
Oh, really?
Freed up $3.5 million.
Nice. Nice. I like Hearns, Gathers. Yeah. If we keep Terrence Williams, Bryce Butler.
Bryce, though, I don't know if he's going to stay,
man.
He said if he's not the number one receiver, he's out.
He ain't going to be the number one. He needs to go then.
He thinks. I mean, he's made some big plays, but yeah, he's not a number one receiver guy. I don't know if he's a number one receiver on any team. I mean, he's a good two.
Probably not.
He's probably a good two, maybe a three. But
I'd be okay with him at a two. Yeah. Him and Dak were good together.
Yeah.
Dak would have to be good for that to happen first.
Here we go.
I mean, he's not like the second best quarterback in the league, Blake Bortles, by any means.
I don't think he's watched Doc.
I don't think he has either.
What's he done?
I mean, he
what did he do last year when last year when Zeke was year. Out?
Well,
last
Zeke,
year when Zeke was
Zeke
out,
Zeke fucked him over because Zeke messed up the whole flow of the offense. Because he wouldn't
last year,
the
when
son
Zeke,
of a bitch wouldn't take a suspension.
Well, last year when Zeke was out, he shit the bed. That's all I know.
He didn't really shit the bed.
And then they're 13-3 with Zeke.
They had a winning record
because they're pounding the ball with Zeke.
Yeah, that's their game plan.
You take Blake Bortles. You take Blake Bortles' run game away. What happens?
He passes for 290 yards in that AFC Championship. That's what fucking
happens. He had a run game.
Before Fournette, yeah, it was a little bleak there.
He didn't do shit without Fournette.
He was warming up in the league. He was learning the league, man.
Oh, well, now that's what Dak's doing.
This is 2 years in.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. Everybody sucks Dak's dick just because he has one good season where Zeke is running.
This is one of the best rookie seasons by a quarterback ever.
Actually, on the Cowboys page, all the fans do is crap on Dak. That is like that's horrible.
Well,
like,
good for them.
No,
I don't get it.
They don't understand.
They were all about Romo for all those years.
Yeah,
never say anything bad about him. Jerry Jones the same way. But even his first year when Dak took over when Romo was hurt, they were waiting on Dak, and Jerry Jones even come out. He was like, well, if he stumbles a little bit, we're gonna have to we have to put Romo back in.
Yeah,
I'm like, what? Why would you do that? Why would you go out and say something like that? You got a young guy that is doing a hell of a job for a rookie campaign, and
because he hands ball.
I see how Dallas fans are like, we need to draft a quarterback. Like, are you retarded?
Yeah, you're not
2 years in, and he hasn't. He's had a better record.
Like, I don't say he's got a winning record. A quarterback.
Dog, that's what I'm seeing everywhere.
Well,
draft a quarterback.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. Who are you going to draft? Nobody.
You got me.
I mean, no. There are no good quarterbacks in the draft this year.
Baker Mayfield.
No, Baker Mayfield's dog shit.
My luck, they would trade up and get Baker Mayfield.
Well, I might be all right with that.
Oh, my God.
I'll punch you in the face right now.
Look, I think he's going to be good. I'm allowed to have
the
opinion.
Only way he is going to be good is if he gets drafted by...
As long as
If he gets drafted by New Orleans or somebody like that where he can learn under Breeze... Or, a veteran quarterback, and he can quit doing this stupid shit.
Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, that's the thing. He's a little mature, but...
But if somebody takes him, like the Jets,
if the Jets take him, he's done. I'll agree there.
If he goes to the Bills, he's done.
Yeah, probably. That's the Bills' fault. They don't have anyone. Their only receiver just got, arrested for getting in a naked fight.
He went fucking crazy, didn't
he?
Yeah, he did. I saw that.
He went completely off the deep end.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
Next signing, anyway. next signing, we had Terrell Pryor sign with the Jets.
Is he going to play
receiver?
Quarterback? No, he's a receiver.
Is he a receiver
he's
now?
He's a receiver now.
Full time.
He always has been in the NFL.
Yeah. I don't know. It's the Jets, though.
Good luck, you don't have anybody to throw to him.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll have Baker Mayfield.
Oh, he'll turn.
Mayfield to Pryor.
I told you, though.
It's the news.
If he goes to the Jets, I'm not confident.
Well, if he goes to any team, I'm not confident.
He's got Terrell Pryor now, full-time wide receiver. Who's he playing? He's playing for the Redskins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Over to the Jets. Mike Wallace signed with the Eagles.
It's not bad.
Yeah, they're adding some power.
They lost the one receiver.
Well, they lost the defensive end, too, that they
traded for.
Bennett?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he shoved a, like, old woman down. In the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did.
Old woman?
You didn't hear about that? Yeah. He's getting arrested for assault.
He's getting arrested today. Because at the Super Bowl, he shoved an old lady down.
Like a 66-year-old woman down to go on the field.
She's suing him.
I would, too.
She's pressing charges. Yeah.
I'd do three rolls on my neck and, like, just roll around the Super Bowl.
NFL, I need $1 billion.
$1 billion. I peed my pants at the Super Bowl. I need $1 billion.
So Miami setting up with the dynamic duo,
okay,
of Brock Osweiler and Frank Gore, 72-year-old running back Frank Gore,
otherwise known as the tanking year.
who's the number one overall pick next
year?
What
are they doing
for that?
What?
I don't know.
They're gonna have to play.
They have Tannehill, don't they?
Yeah, they have Tannehill.
He's not bad.
Tannehill's still gonna be playing.
Why the hell would you trade for Osweiler?
He didn't trade him. They just signed him.
Well, signed him. I'm sorry.
Because Tannehill, maybe they think he's gonna get hurt again or something. I don't know. But Gore, I don't understand that. He's just going to be like a third down guy maybe. Because they traded a guy away and then...
Yeah, I don't know. The man is, you know, he's in the twilight of his career to say the least.
He just keeps running though. He's going to go forever until he breaks the all-time record.
We already talked about Morgan Burnett to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which, oh, Jesus, now I got to watch him.
Fuck the Steelers.
Now I got to watch him on the Steelers.
God, I hate
And then the last one I had written down of note was LeGarrette Blount signed with the Detroit Lions.
We might have to change a pick. I mean, Detroit in the Super Bowl. I mean,
maybe. Blount's carrying teams to the Super Bowl here recently.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now.
Reunited with Patricia.
The past two years.
Yeah, he is reuniting with fucking Patricia. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's Green Bay's division, so I can't really. Yeah. I got some.
It bolsters that. It gives Stafford a little bit more of a run game, which he's never really had.
That's true.
So yeah. I think it's a good pickup for him. Blount's underrated.
Yeah, he is.
He's a beast.
Yeah. So, so the free agents that still haven't signed, I wrote down a few that I thought were kind of notable. Ndamukong Suh, who is just my least favorite player in the league. I hate that son of a bitch.
Well, ever since coming to the league, he's been known as the dirty player.
He is a dirty player. He stomped on Aaron Rodgers.
He did.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a fan of him, but if he goes to the Rams with Donald on the line, that could be dangerous.
The Rams are going to be...
Yeah, they're going to be tough.
They're going to be tough.
They're going to be good, man, as long as Goff can keep playing.
I thought they were going to do better in the playoffs. I thought for sure they would.
They're a young team, though.
Yeah, Goff's young, you know. I don't know.
They probably will this year, though. It'd be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Damn NFC. We'll switch for a year. Can we go to the AFC?
Yeah, shit. Eric Reed, strong safety. Jonathan Hankins, Colts defensive end. He's still out there. EJ Gaines from Buffalo. Jordan Matthews, Eagles wide receiver. Somebody needs to pick him up.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
He's a good route runner. He's not a great – he don't have great hands.
Yeah.
But
he's still a good player. He helped him out last year pretty good bit in the playoffs. So the
Patriots will sign him and just – he'll be like –
he'll be God.
Yeah, he'll be like 2,000 yards next year.
Yeah, so Adrian Peterson still out
there. Still out there. Alliance of American Football.
He's still
XFL.
He hasn't been the same since he beat his child.
He's 33 years old. He's over the hill.
Well, and he got mad with the he's with New Orleans first. He got mad at them because they wasn't giving him the ball more.
Yeah, he got mad at New Orleans.
Well, they traded his ass. They did kind of sign him and then not play him for some reason. So
it didn't make a lot of sense. I mean, they had Drew Brees. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they
and Ingram and Kamara came along.
Yeah.
So, where's
AP where's Peterson fit in? Yeah. Martellus Bennett, who's the brother of
Michael
Bennett. So, he's still out there. I don't.
He's a good tight. He's tight end.
Yeah, he's a tight end.
Martellus, he retired.
Yeah. Well, but he's still tight end. He's saying he's kind of waffling.
Is he waffling?
Yeah, he's kind of waffling. He says he's going to retire, but I don't know if he really is. He's on the free agent list. of people to be signed. So is Colin Kaepernick. So I don't know. No. But, well, I may want to talk because Martellus Bennett, I don't think if Green Bay would have treated him better, he would have stayed for another year in Green Bay. But they kind of shit on him.
Yeah, they did.
And now, you know, and him and Aaron Rodgers were developing like a good system together there. And before Aaron got hurt. And then Aaron got hurt, and then Martellus kind of wasn't, you know, producing as much because they had fucking, you know, shit quarterbacks in there, but the Hundley. Yeah. But, you know, I think he's a good tight end. He's still got a couple years in him.
Oh, so, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like tight ends can play forever.
Yeah. Talk to Witten about that. Dominic Rogers Cromartie still out there. He could be.
Cowboys need to bring him in.
See, I thought he was going to retire too, but.
I don't know, maybe not. And then Eric Decker, that's the last one I wrote down.
Gosh, man, I drafted him in my fantasy league.
I did too.
Because I thought he was going to be okay in Tennessee, and he did nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well,
nothing.
I don't know if they – did they throw to him much? I mean, because when he was with the Jets, man, he was
– Yeah.
Or no, not the Jets. I'm thinking of when he was with the Broncos.
The Broncos.
Yeah. He was Broncos, a big
– I was a fan of him in college, man. He played for Minnesota in college. I really thought he was going to be pretty good in the NFL.
Minnesota is one of my favorite college teams. I really like them.
Gold Gophers?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. But, you know, that's all I had on NFL free agency. That's kind of all I have for the show, really.
I do want to say something. Yeah, I was watching a video, and they're talking about Foles. We talked about this before.
Tell them who it was that was talking about.
Well, Colin Cowherd.
No, Jesus.
Talked about Cowherd.
Not a fan.
Piece of shit.
But I don't know how you can go out and talk shit about Foles. Your main quarterback goes down. Foles is backup. Everybody counted him out. No one was picking him to go to the Super Bowl. He steps up,
unfurls it,
unfurls his long penis.
He steps into that role, leads him to the Super Bowl, and wins it.
Oh, he stepped into something.
Oh,
yeah, he did.
All right.
And Colin Cowherd.
Good God. He goes on the record and says he's not a starter in the league. That no team, you know, he couldn't see any team signing Foles to take over the team.
He just says crap.
A starting quarterback.
He just says shit. He's like Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, he just says stuff to stay relevant and to stay on the air.
Let me tell you something. If Russell Wilson has a starting position in the NFL, then Foles should be a starting quarterback.
Why do you hate on Russell Wilson so hard?
Huh?
What is your beef with Wilson?
I don't know.
You praise Cousins, no, you shit on Wilson.
What is your deal with
that? I don't like Wilson. But
I just don't like Wilson because they cheated Green Bay that one year. But whatever.
Really.
But I just don't know how you can go out and I mean, Foles, Colin Cowherd basically said Foles, the only reason he did any good there was because he knew the system. And I just don't know how you can.
I do believe he's sort of a system guy. I don't know if he can just go in and run any offense and.
I don't know if I like the term system quarterback.
You don't like that?
I guess it kind of applies to like all those Texas Tech quarterbacks.
But if you think about it though, like so is Peyton Manning. Like when he comes to Denver, he brought his own system that he ran there that he was comfortable with. Like everybody kind of has their own.
Yeah, I think.
I guess if you think about it.
Yeah, everybody has their own system. That's why I kind of don't like that term because, you know, okay, yeah, like you said, Peyton Manning, it's a different kind of system. When people talk about system quarterbacks, they always refer to, like, a team that just throws 70 times a game.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, they throw that much, so that's just how, you know, he's a system quarterback. That's why he has that many yards.
But you did bring up Texas Tech, and that actually has been the case for them.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
every quarterback they have throws for 4,000 yards, and then they never do anything in the NFL.
Yeah, which is, you know.
Which Mahomes, though,
yeah,
is Texas Tech. So
He'd be the first one to do anything.
Actually.
Do you remember the quarterback Texas Tech had when
Kingsbury?
No, before him.
Before Kingsbury? Dang, I can remember after him, but I can't remember before him.
I'm thinking of...
I can't remember. But that was when Holgorsen was there. Anyway. you know, his, Holgorsen's protege is the head coach at Texas Tech now. So that's like, you know, Holgorsen had this.
I thought that was Kingsbury. And
he's the new guy. But yeah, so I think Pickens is talking about one after Kingsbury, though.
Maybe. Because he was throwing to he just got released from he made Texas look like
whoever's throwing to Crabtree. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh man, I can see the guy too, man.
Yeah, I just can't remember his name. But
anyway, I thought he was gonna do good in the NFL, and then he didn't do a thing. But
you know, that's so. It's kind of funny. The West Virginia head coach Holgorsen is kind of responsible for all this system quarterback stuff because he's got all this the air raid offense and all this crap. And that's that's kind of. Geno Smith, another example of a system guy. He throws for 4,000 yards in college. Will Greer's kind of – I think he's a little bit more of a prototypical quarterback, but
– Is he coming back?
Yeah, they have him this year. They have Greer this year, so everybody's like, oh, national championship. We're in. So
Locked it up. I don't know, man. Texas's draft class was really good. I seen the rookie playing the other day on one of their videos, man. They look really good. So hopefully we're back on the right track. I'm not going to say national championship. I'm not going to go crazy.
Well, West Virginia national championship. I'm just going to be a WU fan.
I'm not going to do that.
No, I mean, I love West Virginia, but my sights aren't that high. I just, but hey, if we get there, maybe we'll get there. These guys know I'm not a Holgorsen fan. I just do not like the guy.
He's not very well liked around here.
Well, either, he's a good offensive coordinator, but as a head coach,
kind of the same.
That's kind of like, was it Stewart?
Don't you badmouth Bill Stewart. You son of a bitch.
I'm saving that. A lot of WVU fans, though. A lot of WVU fans.
No, they shit on Bill Stewart.
I know, that's what I mean. Yeah. I didn't have a problem with him.
I love Bill Stewart. That's a church going man right there.
Well, I don't know how that translates to football.
Just because,
I mean, he was a little bit like Gomer Pyle. Yeah. But you gotta love the man.
There's times he has a headset on, he don't know where the hell he's at.
He didn't know where he was. There was times where it was running down with under 30 seconds in the game, and he was staring at the clock, not calling a timeout. But by God, I love him.
I didn't say he was a bad person.
The man loves the state.
He could give one speech. That's for sure.
That fucking speech, they play it at the beginning of every West Virginia game now at the stadium.
He died and he gave one speech.
Leave no doubt!
So he's a great coach now. That's the way we look at it.
Well, I don't know if anybody really calls him a great coach.
I don't know. I argued with somebody on Facebook one day about it. It's been like 2 years ago.
They gave him the interim job, and then they brought Holgorsen in as the offensive coordinator. I just thought that, and then the next year they're like,
Holgorsen been there that long?
Yeah,
jeez.
That was the transition period from Stewart to Holgorsen. Man. But they did Bill Stewart dirty, man.
Yeah.
They brought Holgorsen in there, and they're like, oh, he's just the offensive coordinator. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, by the way, this dude's the head coach. Get the fuck out of here, Bill Stewart.
Yeah. And he never even saw it coming either,
He was squinting at it, but he couldn't see it.
It's kind of like the guy in the office or office space where they just keep moving him to
He hasn't technically been an employee.
Yeah. He's still just showing up.
West Virginia.
He's no longer receiving a check.
Yeah, Oliver Luck fixed the glitch on Bill Stewart. I still love it. He's just a great. He loved the state. Yeah. And he was just like, good golly gosh, guys.
Win some football.
We're gonna play. Leave no doubt. And then he's squinting at this clock as it's running down with 20 seconds left, and he's not calling time.
We're good.
But God love him. Rest in peace, Bill Stewart. We love you. I do, at least. Anyway, so guys, we're going to wrap up the show here. Got our last segment, Matt's Minute. What's up, man?
Penny Hardaway to be named the next head coach at Memphis. He's going to replace Tubby Smith. He went to school there. So.
Yep. Gotta love Penny.
I love Penny. That's pretty cool.
You had a jersey, didn't you?
I did. I think I have a Hardaway jersey at one point.
I thought you did.
Penny.
Maybe. I remember I had a McGrady. I had the one with a McGrady.
Yeah, Billy took that one.
He stole it from me, yeah.
Well, it fit him better. It went down to his knees.
The Nevada State Athletic Committee has temporarily suspended Canelo Alvarez for twice testing positive for clenbuterol. He has a hearing on April 10th to see how long the suspension will be, which puts the rematch in jeopardy.
It was in the meat.
He's like, enough with the meat talk.
You gotta watch this, the fucking chicken with the steroids, man. You gotta watch that shit.
Yeah, Triple G went in on him. I got a little Tony Romo news.
Yeah, he shit the bed at the PGA.
Well, look, he shot
an 82.
An 82. He's 15 over. He finished last.
Dead last.
But he was even throughout a lot of the thing until the back.
Maybe he threw an interception.
The back nine. Well, even the Cowboys' Facebook page was hating on him. Like, Tony Romo crumbles in the end. I'm like, really? Really?
He's probably commentating on himself, like, Wesley.
Couldn't handle the pressure.
Romo set something for the 12-foot putt.
He should have. But this is in the PGA. That's his debut.
This is for the NFC Championship. Come on.
Cut him some slack there. I hope he does good.
Does the PGA have playoffs?
God, I hope not.
Well, then he's good. If they don't, he's good.
Yeah, because he can win a random game.
PGA don't have playoffs, so he's good.
Actually, Romo.
Well, they have a cut, though. You gotta.
They do have a cut. Romo was good at winning just random games that didn't matter, though. So he could just randomly beat one of the best golfers in the world.
I mean, you win one, you're kind of in there, right? I mean, I don't know.
Segue to good golfers, Steph Curry out at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain.
Yeah, that Golden State team is in trouble.
Yeah, they are. And everybody, Durant's out, Thompson's out. I think Thompson's just a thumb, though.
Oh, boy.
Draymond Green's out.
Yeah,
their whole team's gone.
Iguodala's out.
I think they're that's not a good time to be injured either.
He could be back for the first round of the playoffs in 3 weeks. Yeah. But Kyrie Irving is out now,
too. Yeah, he had some kind of...
Three to 6 weeks, he had surgery on his knee.
There goes Boston.
It could have been the same issue that he had in Cleveland. I don't know. Remember, because he had that knee problem.
Well, all they said was it was a minor surgery.
Now he's out 3 to 6 weeks. So.
Well, a minor surgery on your knee, you're probably going to still be out a pretty good bit of time.
Especially with the crossovers he does. you can't move like that.
Yeah, he fucking broke his own ankle.
So he could miss, a couple weeks. I mean, that could be the make or break of Boston.
There goes Boston.
So. Well, they're saying, I don't know if you've seen it, but they're saying Harden is a shoe-in for the MVP this year. That's good.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's running away with it.
I'm
right
not
now.
A big Harden guy, but
well, no, but they're already throwing in.
I like people to play defense, and so I'm,
Well, they're throwing the LeBron talk out already. I'm sick of him and his MVPs.
Get that out of here.
Every year.
I'm sick of him
year, that's what they do. Every year. Like,
they
no matter,
just give it to
no
him.
Matter
put him away,
if
LeBron.
If he had a shitty season or not.
Put your MVPs away.
It's like MVP. He shows up at press conferences.
He's like carrying them. That's what I was thinking when you said that. Like, here he comes again with his damn MVPs.
No. You have enough.
Carrying his championships. I would, though. If I had that shit, I would carry it everywhere.
I'd wear my rings in the game. I'd set the fucking...
Wear my trophies like a necklace.
I put the trophies like on the bench.
Beside me.
I just have the fucking job. Rookies hold them.
Yeah, make the rookies sit on the floor. Put your trophy.
I just make the rookies hold them on their lap. Like,
drop
on the bench.
Just polishing it during the game.
Guys... That's all we got for the Sunday Morning Smack Talk podcast. We somehow pulled out miraculously another hour, even though me and Pickens didn't go to sleep last night because we came home at 12:30 and then played MLB The Show for 2 hours.
Yeah, until 2:30.
That's what happens.
But our Wild Card Wednesday episode about The Show, it's up. Go check it out, MLB The Show 18. It's out now. Go buy it. Really good game. We're obsessed with it right now. It's taken over my life. My wife hasn't seen me in 3 days. I just played in the first All-Star game. I'm already halfway through the first season with my Road to the Show guy.
I'm not too far behind you.
Yes. But anyways, guys, that's all we got. Check out that episode. Thanks for listening. Sunday Morning Smack Talk Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Google Play, kind of anywhere. Also, I usually post the main episodes anyway on YouTube. Just search Sunday Morning Smack Talk. Also, if you got any comments for us, head over to our Facebook. Just search Sunday Morning Smack Talk on Facebook at SMST Podcast on Twitter. And so there's a lot of ways to get a hold of us. Just comment, like, subscribe, whatever. So until next time, peace.